Okay, this week in the Missouri Senate, we proceeded with several things. As a matter of fact, my bill that we've talked about previously dealing with removal of the sales tax on farm diesel fuel has proceeded very well. This week we perfected the bill, even third read the bill, and we have already sent it over now to the House for them to take up at some future time. There was an amendment added on that raised a little bit of concern for me. It dealt with removing the sales tax on some of the supplies that would be used in MoDOT road projects. Now, I liked that part of it, but the reason I was concerned about it is what it would do with the fiscal note or the amount that it would cost the state. You know, removing the sales tax on farm diesel fuel, it was only going to cost the state about $160,000 in revenue per year to be able to do away with that. But by this amendment that's added on, it's going to be a cost to the state of about $17 million if we remove the sales tax on some of the supplies that can be used for MoDOT road projects. Although the bill seemed to pass very well with very little concern, we're still going to watch and make sure as it moves through the House that if there is some concerns, I have an agreement with the sponsor of the amendment that we can remove that portion of it. Again, the removal of the farm tax, the sales tax on farm diesel fuel, is one of my high priorities this year, and we're going to try to get this on through. I also filed a bill this week that's called the Broadband Internet Protection Act. And this bill was filed in an effort to just make sure that cities and any other political subdivision don't start putting roadblocks up to stop the advancement of internet technology in Missouri. The bill actually just prohibits cities from regulating anything to do with the internet and prohibits them from taxing it. And the reason why this concern has come about is that I think all of us, as we have read, that some of the video services that's going to be offered over the internet in the future could cause some people to start doing away with their cable TV. Maybe not immediately, but maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the road. As an example, one of the major networks next month is going to be offering every game of the NCAA basketball tournament over the internet in real time. So as other programs are starting to offer, and you can go on the internet and watch your favorite sitcom or movies whenever you want to, some people may say, we don't need cable TV anymore. Well, the cable TV in most of our cities actually give the cities a 5% gross revenue tax, which is called a franchise tax. Well, in the future, if this starts going away, I know how the cities work. A lot of times that if they sense a revenue being lost in one area, what they will do is to find another area to start taxing. We've never done anything with regulating or taxing the internet, and I do not want that to stop, and that's one reason why we have filed this bill, to just make sure that the internet is left alone. Also, you know, on somewhat of a related note, in my bill that I, or my committee that I chair in the Senate, the Senate Committee on Commerce and Energy, we voted out a committee this week, Senate Bill 816. And this is a bill, of course, we've talked about previously, but this is a bill that creates a statewide franchising system. This bill is getting a lot of media across the state right now and how it's going to come out. And what we're trying to do with the bill is to create a lot more competition in the delivery of video services. And I think it will expedite the rollout of internet protocol television. Now, where the problem comes in is some of the cable providers in some of the towns basically don't want the competition, and I don't blame them for that. But yet again, what I want to do is to make sure that the consumers has a choice. Is it immediately going to come to a lot of the rural areas? Probably not. But I think that as it gets started in the cities and starts moving out in the rural areas, no telling what's going to be available, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years. I think any time consumers have a choice, what happens is not only could it mean lower cost, but it could provide a lot higher quality video and a lot more choice. So it is on the calendar. Senate Bill 816 now is on the Senate calendar. How quickly it'll be taken up is yet to be seen. They still are working on some of the finer points in the bill to see how that works. The General Assembly this week gave final approval to a bill cracking down on some of the tasteless protests that's been going on at military funerals. In particular, this bill is named in honor of a soldier from St. Joseph who was killed in Iraq last year. I think most of you have read in the newspapers or other media about some of the protesters that had come over from Kansas and actually protested a funeral and calling his death a divine retribution for American being too tolerant. Well, I can tolerate a lot of things, but a tasteless protest at a funeral of an American soldier isn't one of those things that I can tolerate. Another interesting bill that came up this week that at first a lot of us in the rural areas really had very little interest in, and it was Senate Bill 583 that was filed by Senator Griesheimer out of the St. Louis area. This bill changes the way that vehicle emissions are being checked. Right now in the St. Louis metropolitan area, because it is a non-attainment area designated by the EPA, they have to not only get their vehicles inspected like we do, but they also have to go through an emissions check. In Senator Griesheimer's bill, all it was doing was just allowing a lot of the vehicle repair places or dealerships to give this inspection also. At this time, it was only about 20 of these areas or stations that was located in different areas to be able to do this. You know, I think his bill was a very good bill. You know, it allows people a lot more choice in going and getting their vehicle checked for emissions. The interesting thing that happened was that Senator Shields offered an amendment during the debate that would do away with the vehicle inspections that we do, which excited me. This is one of those things that, in my personal opinion, doesn't really do anything but cause a lot of the people a lot of heartache when they go to license their vehicle. You know, not only do you have to have all of your papers in place, but then you've got to go get an appointment. You got to get your vehicle inspected, get the paper, make sure that you take the paper back to the license office to be able to get that. It actually passed very good. We perfected Senate Bill 583 with that amendment that just does away with the vehicle inspections in the state of Missouri. This is going to be an interesting bill to watch. Of course, it isn't law yet. You still have to get your vehicles inspected. But if it goes through the House the same way, maybe at some point in the future, we might not have to get our vehicles inspected. I don't think that there's any research out there that proves that getting your vehicle inspected makes the roads any safer. I think a lot of people agree that almost everybody keeps their vehicles in good repair and keeps them safe. And for those that say, you know, I like the idea of getting my vehicle looked over once a year, hey, all they have to do is to go to a mechanic and say, would you just give my vehicle a quick look over to make sure that it's safe? So I'm going to keep keeping you all apprised of what's going on in this bill to see whether this amendment stays on in the House. I sure hope it does.